Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. What would the Rockefellers do? How the wealthy get and stay that way? And how you can too, by Garrett B. Gunderson, positions itself as a practical guide to building durable wealth by studying the habits and decision frameworks often associated with legacy-rich families. Rather than focusing only on earning more, the book emphasizes keeping money, protecting it from avoidable risks, and directing it into systems that support long-term freedom. Gunderson is known for teaching cash flow awareness, liability management, and the idea that financial success is shaped by behaviors and structures as much as by investment picks. In this book, the Rockefeller name functions as a shorthand for multi-generational thinking, disciplined stewardship, and intentional planning. Readers can expect discussion around cash flow management, the relationship between lifestyle and solvency, and the importance of professional teams and legal structures. The overall promise is a shift from short-term tactics to a wealth mindset that prioritizes stability, optionality, and repeatable processes for growing and preserving net worth. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from income to enduring wealth, shifting the target, a central theme in the book is the distinction between making money and building wealth that lasts. Many people chase higher income, yet remain financially fragile because their spending expands with earnings and their plans depend on continued work. The Rockefeller framing points to a different target: durable cash flow, controlled liabilities, and decisions that remain sound even when markets or careers change. The book encourages readers to define wealth in functional terms, such as freedom of time, stability of household finances, and the ability to fund priorities without constant stress. That shift changes how choices are evaluated. A purchase is not only about affordability today, but about whether it adds recurring obligations. A financial opportunity is not only about potential return, but about the downside and the time commitment it demands. The book also highlights that wealth building is less about a single breakthrough and more about repeatable behaviors, tracking cash flow, reducing unnecessary leakages, and intentionally allocating surplus into assets and protective structures. This topic sets the foundation for readers to stop measuring success by salary alone and start measuring it by resilience, optionality, and sustainable lifestyle design. Secondly, cash flow discipline and lifestyle design as the real engine. Another key topic is that cash flow, not just net worth on paper, is what determines day-to-day freedom. The book underscores how wealthy families often treat cash flow management as a core operating system, understanding what comes in, what goes out, and what goes out, and what obligations could become dangerous in a downturn. Readers are guided to identify spending patterns that create hidden pressure, such as recurring subscriptions, vehicle payments, or housing choices that limit flexibility. The emphasis is not necessarily extreme frugality, but intentionality, directing money to what produces value and trimming what creates financial drag. Lifestyle design appears as a strategic element, not a reward after the fact. By aligning spending with priorities and building a margin of safety, readers can reduce the likelihood of debt spirals and forced liquidation of investments. The book also encourages setting up simple routines to review cash flow, plan for irregular expenses, and build reserves that prevent reliance on credit. This topic connects personal behavior with structural wealth outcomes, arguing that consistent cash flow surplus gives you the ability to invest, negotiate, and take advantage of opportunities when others are financially constrained. Thirdly, risk management, liability control, and the cost of being unprotected. The book places strong weight on the idea that wealth is often lost through preventable risks rather than poor ambition. In that sense, getting rich and staying rich requires an ongoing practice of protection, guarding against lawsuits, major medical events, business disruptions, and overconcentration in a single asset or income stream. Using the Rockefeller metaphor, the message is that affluent families frequently think in terms of downside first. They look for ways to separate personal assets from business liabilities, insure appropriately, and avoid arrangements where one mistake can cascade into financial ruin. The book encourages readers to view protection not as pessimism, but as a tool that preserves the ability to keep compounding over time. It also draws attention to how common financial advice can overlook real-world hazards, such as signing personal guarantees, taking on too much leverage, or mixing personal and business finances without clear boundaries. This topic pushes readers to inventory their current exposures and consider how a more defensive posture can actually increase confidence, allowing them to pursue growth while reducing the odds of catastrophic setbacks that erase years of progress. Fourthly, owning assets and building systems that compound. A practical focus of the book is building or acquiring assets that generate ongoing value, rather than relying solely on labor income. The Rockefeller lens encourages thinking in systems, how money moves, where it is stored, and how it is deployed, so that it can compound with less dependence on daily effort. This includes prioritizing assets that produce cash flow or long-term appreciation and avoiding consumer purchases that behave like liabilities. The book frames wealth as an outcome of structure, accounts, policies, entities, and routines that make smart actions easier to repeat. Readers are nudged to evaluate opportunities based on alignment with their goals, risk tolerance, and time horizon, rather than chasing trends or trying to time markets. Another aspect is the distinction between speculation and principled investing. Even when returns appear attractive, the book cautions against deals that are complex, opaque, or dependent on perfect conditions. The broader message is to build a personal wealth machine that keeps operating through different seasons of life. By focusing on assets, systems, and compounding habits, readers can aim for progress that continues even when they change careers, face volatility, or simply want more time back. Lastly, the power of a financial team and a multi-generational mindset. The book highlights that sophisticated wealth is rarely a solo project. A Rockefeller-style approach often involves assembling a team of trusted professionals who can help with tax strategy, legal structure, insurance planning, and investment oversight. The goal is not to outsource responsibility, but to avoid blind spots and costly mistakes that occur when people rely on generic advice or internet shortcuts. This topic also introduces multi-generational thinking as a discipline, making decisions that protect future options, reduce friction for heirs, and create clarity around values and purpose. Even readers who are not building a family dynasty can benefit from this mindset by designing financial plans that remain stable across decades and life transitions. The book encourages readers to treat wealth as stewardship, with clear rules for spending, saving, and giving. It also points to the importance of education, understanding basics well enough to ask good questions and evaluate advisors. By combining a capable team with long-term thinking, readers can create structures that reduce taxes and risk, improve decision quality, and turn financial planning into an ongoing process rather than a one-time event. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want more than motivational wealth talk and are ready to examine the mechanics of staying financially strong over time. Entrepreneurs, high earners, and professionals who feel that their income is high but their financial security is low will likely relate to its emphasis on cash flow, liability control, and long-term structure. It can also help early career readers who want to avoid common traps such as lifestyle inflation and unmanaged debt by adopting a more deliberate framework before complexity sets in. The benefit to a reader's life comes from shifting the focus away from chasing the next big opportunity and toward building a system that protects progress. By prioritizing resilience, margin, and repeatable habits, the reader can reduce stress, make clearer decisions, and create more time freedom. The Rockefeller framing reinforces that wealth is not only about returns, but about rules, boundaries, and protection that allow compounding to work. Compared with similar personal finance books that center on budgeting alone or investing alone, this one stands out for treating wealth as an integrated strategy. It ties behavior, risk management, and structural planning together, making it a worthwhile purchase for readers who want a more complete blueprint for getting and staying wealthy. If you would like to support Garrett B. Gunderson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.